Five Ways Krishna Sees Everything, by Krishna's Mercy. Quote, "The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities, who are seated as on a machine, made of the material energy." Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 18.61. The Supreme Lord is a person. He has features, which are all transcendental. Several of those features are compared to the lotus flower. He has lotus-like feet and lotus-like hands. Since his navel is like a lotus, he is known as Padmanabha. Since his eyes are like lotus petals, he is known as Aravindaksha. In addition to being lotus-like, those eyes are amazing. They are not limited like the human eyes. One of the defects in man is imperfect senses. Even with perfect vision, we can't see through walls. Without the aid of binoculars, it is not possible to see something miles away. God is not limited in this way, he actually sees everything. 1. He has vision of past, present and future. What we see in front of us is actually changing. Even the inanimate object gathers dust. The picture is not always the same. The image in the mirror is shifting at every moment. We only notice the difference when viewing snapshots taken with a considerable gap of time in between. Quote, "O Arjuna, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I know everything that has happened in the past, all that is happening in the present, and all things that are yet to come. I also know all living entities, but me no one knows." Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 7.26. In the Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna reveals that he knows the past, present and future of everything. As Bhagavan, he is time itself. Kala is the great devourer, ultimately destroying everything. That is destiny, or the future, but God is also the past. He knows everything that has happened, every life that every person has lived. The individual souls do not have this ability to remember, as was reminded to Arjuna. Quote, "The Blessed Lord said, many, many births both you and I have passed. I can remember all of them. But you cannot, O subduer of the enemy." Bhagavad Gita, 4.5. 2. His eyes are not of the material world. As mentioned above, every aspect of the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is spiritual. There is no difference between spirit and matter for him. We assume a body consisting of gross and subtle material elements when falling from the spiritual world, but since Bhagavan is Achyuta, he never falls down. He is never in Maya, or illusion. His eyes are thus amazing, beyond comprehension. 3. His devotees are everywhere. A newspaper editor is interested in a story. He sends a reporter or two to cover it. They come back with information. Then stories are written for the upcoming edition. The Supreme Lord is similar in that he has servants dispersed all over. One example is Narad Muni, who travels the three worlds. He is a Triloka Sanchari, having the special benediction to be able to go to any place at any time. If God wanted to take the day off, he could still see everything just by the reports of his servants. 4. All beings spring from him. We are similar to God in qualitative makeup. Just like him, we are eternal, blissful and knowledgeable. The Sanskrit word is amsha, which means expansion or part. We are his fragmental parts, and due to association with the material energy, we are struggling. Quote, "The living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal, fragmental parts. Due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind." Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 15.7. We are different from God in the quantitative assessment of spirit. He is great spirit, while we are ordinary spirit. Still, there is always a link. This means that whatever we see, he also sees. We are an extension of him. 5. He is inside of everyone as the supersoul. A tree falls in an empty forest. If no one is around to hear it, does it produce a sound? The question is flawed because the supersoul is actually everywhere. He is within the tree itself. This is God's personal expansion, hidden from the vision, but there nonetheless. It also has form, four hands known as Narayan and Vishnu. The Supersoul is the all-pervading witness. This means that God is not very far. In this feature, the Supreme Lord does not interfere with choices. He simply observes what is going on. He gives sanction to decisions, but he does not interfere with independence. Since he is in everyone's heart, he automatically sees everything that is going on. Perfect vision is just one aspect to the amazing nature of God, the person who is known as Krishna due to his all-attractiveness. In closing, tree falling when no one around. So does it produce a sound? Question flawed, since everywhere is he. Supreme Lord, as Supersoul to see. Past, present and future knowing. With every living entity going. Means that my bhakti also note to take. The surrendered souls never to forsake.